On Mothering Sunday, as we turn to the scriptures, we are reminded of several scriptures which picture our God as one who acts with love and compassion towards us. And I've hidden four scriptures around this room. And I wonder if you are able to find those four scriptures. If you are, then I've got a microphone here and you're going to read them out one by one. So if you found it but don't want to read it, then give it to someone who wants to read it. But there are four scriptures hidden around the room. Have a search for them. And then if once you've found one, up you come. We have that one on. That's it. Line up facing everyone. I know they look scary, but I have to face them every week. Week after week after week. Right. That's it. Up you come. How's your reading? Up you come up here. You might need someone to help you read that. Have we got another one? There's three. There's another one somewhere. That's it. Well done. Now. This is from Matthew chapter 23, verse 37. How often have I longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. What does this one say?
Isaiah 49, verse 15. Can a mother forget the baby she feeds and have no compassion of the child she is born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you.
Lovely. Very good. These two things.
Isaiah 66, verse 13. As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. Psalm 131, verse 2. I have calmed and quieted myself. I am like a weaned child with his mother. Like a weaned child, and I'm content.
Lovely. Very well done. Give them a round of applause. Well done. That's it. So we're reminded of, in those scriptures, of a few things. I'd just like to briefly mention them here this morning as we gather together on Mothering Sunday. Firstly, our God offers us comfort. As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. There are things in our lives that may lead us to great sadness and despair, but our God wants us to know his comforting presence, his compassionate love. We can run to him in times when we are upset, scared, injured, or ill. I can remember having an accident when I was growing up in my garden, and I hurt myself very badly. And my sister was there with me at the time. And I shouted to her, get mum now, I need mum now. I don't think mum actually turned up. I think I managed to go into the house myself. But my first instinct was, I need help. And the first person I needed help from, for me, was for my mum. Run and get mum. We also can look to him. Look to our God in our to be our help in our time of need. And I remember going through a rough time with GCSEs. All of us have been through exams of one kind or another. Some of us more recently. Some of us are going through them at the moment. Some of them will be going through them. And I remember being very upset, studying my French, not being able to learn any of the words and getting myself in the right pickle leading up to the GCSEs. And I was in tears in my room, so upset, because I thought, this is not working, I don't know how to do this. And at that point, my mum came up the stairs and she asked me, what's the matter? And I explained to her, I couldn't learn my French. She said, don't worry about it, have a glass of milk, come downstairs, calm down. And I really felt God had answered my prayer, because I'd been praying, Lord, I need help. And that's the help that God provided me with. I was predicted a D in French, and I got a B. I don't know how God swung that one, but if we need comforting, we can look to God, who gives us the comfort that we need. Our God also offers us contentment. I've calmed and quieted myself. I'm like a weaned child with its mother, like a weaned child. I am content. You know, in the hustle and bustle of everyday life, being pulled this way and that, being told this is important or that is important, this must be chased after, this must be pursued, our God shows us that He is all that we truly need. He pictures Himself as our reward. May we find our purpose and our identity, our place in life in Him, our security in Him, our satisfaction in Him and not in stuff. Rather than chasing after this or that, trying to fill that gap in our hearts, may we allow Him to bring us that peace that we are each searching for. Thirdly, our God offers us commitment. Can a mother forget the baby that she feeds and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. You know, we're all forgetful. I'm very forgetful. Sometimes I forget my children entirely. And sometimes I mix their names up. And it's a good job we haven't got a dog, because otherwise they'd be named after the dog's name. And you may have a similar way about you, or I may only be the only one. But God does not create us and then forget us. He loves us so much, more than we can possibly imagine. And He sent His own Son to die for each one of us. That's a demonstration of His love for us. He nurtures, He feeds us, He holds us in His everlasting arms. He offers to be in that living, loving relationship with us, to stick with us through thick and thin, through ups and downs, through the good and the bad. God offers to be our anchor, our rock, our refuge. He commits Himself in His great love to us. May we commit ourselves likewise to Him and to one another, because we need Him. And we need one another. And lastly, God offers us community. How often have I longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. See, God does not leave us alone to fend for ourselves. He offers to us to enter into that covenant relationship, that promise with Him, and gathers us towards Himself and towards one another. You know, in our world, in our nation, in our lives, there can be discontent, there can be division, there can be discord, but may we look to Him to bring reconciliation, unity, common purpose, peace. We can know friendship, forgiveness, family. Just one last thing. As we've got a number of daffodils around us here today, just take a look at them. You may even want to have a smell of them. You know, the daffodil has many different parts. You've got most of it there, not all of it. Of course, when it grows in the ground, it's also got a bulb. But it's got lots of different parts. Each one of them is necessary in order to make that daffodil to be what it is. It's one daffodil made up of many parts. And I won't go into all the names that there are of all the other bits, but there are loads of parts to a daffodil. It's such a beautiful flower that seems to grow up of nowhere, a sign of spring suddenly appearing. You know, God gathers His people together, many parts, and yet His desire is that we will be a beautiful people. Let me put this the right way, a smelly people, a nice fragranced people, that we will have something of Jesus about us, that people will encounter us and say, that smells like Jesus, that's just like Him. that love and that compassion and that grace and that forgiveness is just like him, displayed through his church with its many parts, his body. So later on today, you can say to one another, "Hello, flower." Or, "Hello, Daffy." Our God offers us comfort, contentment, commitment, and community.